She is so beautiful with flowers in her hair. Her perfume smells like summer air. And her lips are the sweet.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open 844-967-2789. Going back to Wisconsin, to Madison. The Wisconsin Building Commission rejected every building in Tony Evers' capital budget. Capital budget was $2.4 billion. There are eight people on the Wisconsin State Building Commission. They deadlocked 4-4. The four Republicans said no. They were Dr. No. They just voted against everything. There are a lot of buildings there that are necessary on the UW campuses around the state in La Crosse and Eau Claire and UWM. Let me give you one in Madison. The station broadcasts and gets out everywhere, but in Madison, especially does. Okay. There's $100 million in there for a new engineering building, Madison. The old one was built in 1938, 83 years ago. You think engineering's changed a little bit? You think engineers know a little more now, need a little different equipment, need a little different space? You think engineering education has changed? I think it's changed quite a bit. $100 million for that building. Nope. Wisconsin State Building Commission deadlocked 4-4, which doesn't let it go forward. The legal effect of that, it gets tossed to the Joint Finance Committee in the state legislature, which is 12-4 Republican over Democrat. Now, remember something. The Democrats get more votes statewide for the legislature, but through gerrymandering, they get two-thirds. Or the Republicans get two-thirds of the seat, even though the Democrats won a majority of the votes. And it's worse on committees. The Joint Finance Committee is the most important committee in the state legislature. And it's 3-1, 12-4. The 12 gerrymandered, illegitimate people elected in a gerrymandered election when the people representing the four got a majority of the votes. It should really be 7-5. Should be 8-4, something to that. I mean, you know, if they insist on continuing to have 16 people, there should be a couple more Democrats than Republicans, but that's not the way it is. What are we going to do about it? The effect of this is it goes to the Joint Finance Committee, and they will do the will of Robin Voss, and they will do the real Robin Voss will do the will of their donors. So they may want to build some buildings. They continuously attack the University of Wisconsin. University of Wisconsin system, one of the greatest in the world. UW-Madison, one time was ranked number 34 of all universities in the world, including the entire Ivy League, Big Ten, SEC. Every indicator in this country and in Britain, Oxford and Cambridge, and in France, the Sorbonne, and in Germany, Heidelberg, and in Spain, Salamanca, and in Italy, and in China, and in Russia, and in Hungary, great universities, everywhere. We were number 34. We were number 3 in the country in getting federal grants back. 3, Wisconsin. 3. The greatest scientists, the greatest inventors. Now we've slipped to 8, and that's only because private donors are subsidizing on an emergency basis. We'll have somebody make an offer to steal one of our professors in another college and offer him a lot more money. And they'll call a private donor and he'll make up the difference because people like living in Madison. That's what the Republicans are doing. Now, I hope they put in the money for the new engineering building. There are a couple of chemistry buildings. Some of them were built before they discovered some new elements. I mean, you know, the Republicans are not only anti-intellectual. People say, oh, anti-intellectuals, pointy heads and all that. They're really anti-Western civilization. They really are. They're authoritarian. They're servile. They're very, very servile in the way commies and jihadists are servile to people that control them. So there you have it. I suspect they'll put some of it in, maybe a lot more, maybe for different things. In the lame duck, they just voted themselves to be the governor and the attorney general, even though they lost the race. Republican Supreme Court said that's fine. That's anti-democracy. We have a provision in the Constitution. We're entitled to a Republican form of government. Why Republican and Democratic? It's a democracy and a Democratic election. What does Republican mean? It means nothing to do with the Republican Party. It means we don't have a king. We're going to have an elected chief executive, an elected legislature, which we can remove when we want to in elections. And we don't have that in Wisconsin. We have fake elections because they're gerrymandered. And then even when they manage to lose an election, they pass a law that says they get all the powers of that office. That to me is unconstitutional. That was not properly presented. It should have been presented in federal court. But as a result, you have Voss being the governor. Voss being the governor and hiring lawyers at taxpayer your expense to gerrymander again for 10 years so we can keep doing it. Do you like that? I mean, how much have you paid in state income taxes in your entire life? How much have you paid? Think about it, every year. And he's giving people 200 grand a month out of your taxes, 200 grand a month to advise starting in July, 30 grand a month before that to think about it and advise out of your taxes to keep the Republicans in power through gerrymandering. There's a lawsuit on that. But it's going to be in state court, could be in state court. I hope they put it in federal court. And you're paying for it. You're paying to be gerrymandered. Congratulations. How hard did you fight if you're a Republican or independent? You don't pay attention to the news. You're going to wonder someday why the Wisconsin Retirement Fund has been turned over to private investors who charge 2%, take big risks, and lose money. You're going to be very surprised when Medicare and Social Security keep ratcheted down. Very, very surprised. You shouldn't be surprised. You're kidding yourself if you think you are being surprised. This business of the capital budget is only the tip of the iceberg. They are going to go through that budget and redo it. Fortunately, Evers has the strongest veto of any governor in the country. He can veto a lot of things, but he's a little bit limited on what he can add. There's some ways of adding. I'm not going to go into all the details, get in the weeds on that, but there are ways of adding. But this is the way we do our budget in this state. And this is why our university is slowly being driven down by a legislature that wants to kill it. And it's also why we've turned down $1 billion for trains, $1 billion for Medicaid. Now we're turning down another billion. We're going to keep, they said you can have it now. No, we're not taking it, says Voss. The Republicans are deliberately injuring the state financially. You cannot trust a Republican with money, even if they don't personally steal it. They will set it up so somebody does, some special interest will get it, or it'll be wasted, or it'll be rejected. They simply do not understand money. And as we've said before, money circulates. Most economists say that you can multiply it by 3, and some say higher, because when the money comes into people, they spend it. And the people they spend it on, vendors, they'll spend it for food, they'll spend it for clothing, they'll spend it for tuition, they'll expend it for school supplies for their kids, whatever it is, a new car. The people who get the money pay income taxes. That goes back to the state. And the people that they bought the car from or the clothes from or the school supplies spend it themselves on employee wages. And those people pay taxes. This circulates. It multiplies. So by turning down $2 billion for Medicaid and for trains, multiply that by 3. That's a $6 billion impact in Wisconsin's economy, maybe more. Some economists say you multiply it a few more times, whatever. They do not understand economic activity. They're simply vandals. They're simply in the Stone Age, economically. Some of them are crooked, but not all of them. Most of them may not be. They are simply stupid. And you can't cure stupid, except by getting them out of the legislature. Maybe you pass a law that says they get the favored table under the moose head at the local supper club for 2 more years. Probably be unconstitutional. flatter them somehow, say, no, you're not going to be thrown out in a cold, dark universe right away. Everybody's thrown out it eventually. I'm waxing eloquent here because this really burns me, really, really burns me what they're doing economically to this state. And here's how degraded their party is. There's a guy named Alec Zimmerman, Rebecca Clayfish's chief communications aide. Rebecca Clayfish is sniffing around to run for governor against Tony Evers in 2022. Alec Zimmerman compared Tony Evers to Jeffrey Dahmer, tied into COVID deaths. And let me tell you something, Jeffrey Dahmer in Milwaukee, early 90s, used to pick guys up, bring them to his apartment and behead them and stick their heads in the refrigerator. I'm not kidding. That's what he did. He was a sick individual. Very, very sick individual. And the Republican Party liked it so much that their communications director, Anna Kelly, retweeted it. That is just plain flat out sick. That is plain flat out sick for any political party to make that kind of comparison, a stupid comparison. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, congratulations. You won a T-shirt, Mark. So leave your address with Luke. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, if any party is comparable to Jeffrey Dahmer, it would be the Republicans because they eat their own. I mean that they're happily tossing, you know, that to use a comparison, they're happily tossing their children into the fires of Moloch. They don't care about sacrificing our children's future to more poverty state. I mean, Wisconsin's being stupid now. I mean, we're being like, you know, the Republicans are treating us like we're a southern state, yet those southern states gladly suck up any kind of money they get from the federal government. Yet these Republicans...
Right, Navy bases, space, anything they can get. They're like a vacuum cleaner.
And the blue states tend to pay more in taxes, and Wisconsin's paying... We're paying for that Medicaid money that would be coming back to us. That's what they.
No, you're absolutely right. And you know, Mark, we got to go. Luke has given me the high sign. We are going to a break. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what's happening. Thank you for calling in. Our lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.